Jeremy, you used the word murder before when you talked about the people who have been killed by these strikes who are not combatants, we can establish. And obviously that's a loaded word because it carries certain moral and legal ramifications. Why do you use that word?
If someone goes into a shopping mall in pursuit of one of their enemies and opens fire on a crowd of people and guns down a bunch of innocent people in a shopping mall, they've murdered those people. When the Obama administration sets a policy where patterns of life are enough of a green light to drop missiles on people or to use to send in AC-130s to spray them down,
but that wasn't the case here. You're talking about a targeted person here.
No. That's not. But I'm, if you go to the village of Al Majla in Yemen, where I was, and you see the unexploded cluster bombs, and you have the list and photographic evidence, as I do, the women and children that represented the vast majority of the deaths in this first strike that Obama authorized on Yemen, those people were murdered by President Obama on his orders because there was believed to be someone from Al-Qaeda in that area. There's only one person that's been identified that had any connection to Al-Qaeda there, and 21 women and 14 children were killed in that strike, and the U.S. tried to cover it up and say it was a Yemeni strike, and we know from the WikiLeaks cables that David Petraeus conspired with the president of Yemen to lie to the world about who did that bombing. It's murder when you, it's mass murder when you say we are going to bomb this area because we believe a terrorist is there, and you know that women and children are in the area. The United States has an obligation to not bomb that area if they believe that women and children are there. That, I'm sorry, that's murder.
In the 60s.